Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our Midday Futures Report. While the markets are kind of a mixed affair today, being between green and red, the ag markets mostly, cattle are certainly in red, and so are the hogs, but the feeders don't want to give up, and they continue to make new all-time highs almost every day. But in the meantime, the bean market is a little bit higher, but not going anywhere very fast. But my take is it's killing time, marking time. And the corn, same thing. I like the corn market. I like the charts. I think corn's going to see higher prices. It's just killing time. And then you've got the wheat market that's already enjoyed a 50% retracement from the 2012 high to the recent low. So it, too, has a reason to catch its breath. So that said, I think with the hog market limit down, traders are saying, you know, they got just high enough, almost pretty much within $1.80 or $1.50 of a wave three. So the market was lofty, awful early, and now we're catching our breath and falling back. That said, I think there's also some concerns about sanctions against Russia. And we have to remember, Russia was opening the door to pork imports on March 10th. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.